Okay, Rabbi Say, Shalom. Okay. So a couple more things I wanted to discuss here in this packet before we move on. And then we have to see at what point we're going to start Chazara. I still have, I think, a week or two more before we get start Chazara. Okay, it's good. A lot of good things yet to go. So we discussed this fabulous machlokes between the Mate Ephraim and the Prima Gadim. What is the din? If you take off the ceiling of your sukkah, of your house rather, to make it a sukkah, it puts tzchach on. So is that room potter min hamezuzah during sukkahs? So the Mate Ephraim says no, because it's a binyan keva. The tzchach is aray. But it's a binyan keva. It's chayav and mezuzah. And the Prima Gadim says it's potter. And then within the shita that says it's potter, we had a discussion whether it's going to be a tasev alom and asoy, because when you have to put up another mezuzah, or do we say no? Maybe tasev alom and asoy is only the guf hadover has a chisaron, but here, basically, it's still the same doorway. It's just, the roof is aray. Oh, so take a look here. He says a couple of interesting things. You see where the arrow is on page 15. Haschach tzorch shiye matar yored ba. Okay, that's the whole discussion we've had earlier in the year, where it has to be raining into the, potentially rain into the sukkah. I'm ifnim mezuzah b'tzukkah potter. So he says mezuzah 15 in the Prima God. Mezuzah b'tzukkah is potter. Umash b'cheder shal kol hashana shadar b'tomid, and it's mashma that even the room that you're living the whole year, and the sukkahs, you didn't, in other words, abadah, if you make a sukkah, you make a, we make a whole booth, that's for sure part of it. Here, I'm taking part of my house, and I'm just removing the roof, and putting it in tzchach, so the Mate Ephraim says it's chayiv, the Prima Gadim says it's potter. The Mizayim Yom Lav Keva Mikra. Now let's see what he says. Umi sheyesh lo beis chadorim ze lefnim mizeh. So you have two. What does ze lefnim mizeh mean? What? Yeah, one in back of the other. Lefnim means, like Rav Shachman pointed out, you can only get to cheder B via cheder A, so B is called lefnim. Like in first hall, you have those classrooms, like over here. So you can't get into a classroom unless you go to the hallway first, and then you get into the classroom. Right? So the hallway is considered the cheder hachitzon, and the classroom is the cheder shein. Same thing over here. You have the hallway, and then you can get into the classroom. So the classroom is the cheder pnimi, because pnimi means more inner, because you can only get there via the outer. So what's the din if you have your sukkah, in other words, adjacent to your house? Whereas you go into your house, and from the house, you go like... Sometimes you have a sukkah on the back porch, but say the sukkah is all enclosed, so you can only get to the sukkah through the house, and from the house into the sukkah. So what about that doorway of the sukkah? The doorway of the sukkah. In other words, you're going out from the house. Say that's the doorway to the sukkah, the doorway of the house. Im holak v'chedel the sukkah, pshita shepesach ha-sukkah tzarech mezuzah. Mishum chedrel. Im holak v'sukkah l'chedrel, b'inyan shepesach hu mecheder ha-sukkah, Yeshlo Mechayev the Pesach B'sukkah Pasuch L'shus Rabim. So the first thing he says, Mishlo Yeshlo Beis Chardam Zeh L'fnim Zeh. And what is the Beis Hadar and Zelfim is that, which is the inner one? What? The sukkah. And how do you get to the sukkah? Only via the what? The house. So he says, so then you, Pshita Shepesach HaSukkah Tzarech Mezuzah. The piece Shita is, normally we know that sukkah is potter min mezuzah, right? And the sukkah of Chag also is potter, meaning the sukkah in your house that you made your house into a sukkah is also potter, not like the Mat Ephraim, right? But what's he saying over here? Im holach mechedro l'sukkah, pshita shepesach ha-sukkah tzarech mezuzah. How do you understand that line? Did you want to say something, Shimon? So what is he saying? What is that's going to be telling him what this line means. Im holech mechedro l'sukkah. So he goes from the house, from the his door, his room, to the sukkah. So then you have to put a mezuzah going where? On the right side going into the sukkah. Right, in other words, he's saying, like Shimon was asking, like, in other words, it could be it's on the other side during the whole, they say, in other words, because it comes into the house, but now you're using it about going out. So, Tzarech Mezuzah Mishum Chedro. Why? Explain that to me. So, where's the Mezuzah going? But I thought a sukkah is part of min mezuzah.
It is, but it becomes that the flow of traffic changes.
So the flow of traffic changes. So, so where's the mezuzah going?
If this is the house and that's the sukkah, we have
the from the right side of the house going into the sukkah.
Yeah,
Kenisa. But I thought sukkah is part of min mezuzah. What? Where's it going? So where's the sukkah? Where's the mezuzah? Jake, page 15. We're talking about now a case. We have you go from your house onto the deck, and on the deck is the sukkah, right? Okay. So we know that a sukkah is part of a mezuzah, right? Right. And Pim Begadim holds sukkah is not only part of a mezuzah if you make a separate entity as a sukkah, but even if you make your house, you have a retractable roof, right? It's also part of a mezuzah.
Why?
Because it's a sukkah. And the sukkah is a dira sarai.
Even though the walls,
right, that's the Mateh Ephraim. Mateh Ephraim says, no, the walls are permanent, so it's chayav mezuzah. The Prima Gadim says, no, it's part of a mezuzah. But then he says that what? That if you have your house, and you go from your house onto the deck, and that's where the sukkah is, then what? Then it's chayiv in mezuzah. What's chayiv in mezuzah? The house, the sukkah.
Yeah,
what?
Pesach HaSukkah, sorry.
Pesach HaSukkah, sorry. Maybe
you don't mean
sharing
the same home. Even though you said Pesach, it means house, you don't say house.
It's the, so where's the mezuzah, Daniel? Where is the mezuzah going?
The sitting on the Pesach HaSukkah. It would go on the right side as you're going into the sukkah, they must go.
So, and from the perspective of the house? It's the right side, what?
Going
into the room. But a sukkah is part of the mezuzah.
But it's not there.
It's only there, what?
Beside the house.
Beside the house. So this is the kasha that was bothering me. I was speaking to Moshe Shapiro. Is a house chayiv in mezuzah if it's not a knisa? I'll tell you what it means. Say you have an exit door. Exit. But a real exit door, not an exit from a room. An exit outside. You know, right here. Well, here's not exactly, because between the hours of 4 and... but we're not here, that's when you can get in... right. So that, this door... But if Lu Yitzur, it would be this way the whole 24 hours. That you couldn't get in the side door here. You could only go out. Would that doorway require mezuzah? Yes or no? An exit. Yeah, emergency exit.
Yeah.
What do you think? Well, before you tell me the prima gun, I wanted you to think now on your own. What? It doesn't need... You think it doesn't need... Why? You're entering
the Rishut Rabbi, not a room.
Door.
You're entering... There's no entrance. You don't say you enter the Rishut Rabbi.
Conceptually speaking, you're going on and half. Yeah. Because the Chiyuv of a Mezuzah is a Knesa where?
It's a
Dira.
A Knesa to a Dira. So Rav Matt Lavi is holding that if you have an exit door, you know, they had a whole thing here. They were hacking on the doorway of the 185th Street doorway of this building. You know, 185th Street, they have that 186th Street doorway, right? Yeah, that one-way door. So originally, you know, I'm somewhat involved in where they put the mezuzah, so I told Moshe Pisworski they shouldn't put a mezuzah there. Because that doorway is only what? To go out in the street. It's only an exit. That's where Ravadi holds. If something's just an exit, that's not chayav in mezuzah. Over here, they call it an exit, but it's entering in another room. But an exit, pashtus, doesn't need a mezuzah. Because what's the chayav in mezuzah? Beisecha derech biyoscha. Entrance, not an exit. Again, this is misleading, these exits, because these exits are really entrances. But the ones, you know, like say over here, if they would leave it the way it is the whole year, the whole 24 hours, they wouldn't have a guard there. So then they would never let people come in from the street. Even though, those of us that are banging quite hard to get in there. Or making
the right side of the sliding door that goes to the patio or the deck, because the sukkah is there.
Wait, 1 second, you're 2 steps ahead, 1 second. So you're agreeing to me that if it's just an exit onto the street, it's part of the mezuzah. That's what you're saying, right? Why? What's the word? Because an exit doesn't require a mezuzah, only an entrance. How do I know that? Because the pasuk says beisecha, and the Gemara darshens derech what? Biyoska. And the derech biyoska is what? Your right foot first. You put it on the right, going into the room. Right? That's why, and it's always on the first try. So when you don't say, well, yes, derech biyoska, I'm going to the room. And then when I leave, Why don't you say they put another mezuzah the other way? Because we're going, no, that's backtrack. If Big Yisod and the mezuzah, backtracking doesn't count. Or else, if it did, then we have to put two mezuzahs on every door. On this side and that side. Right? Backtracking doesn't count. That's the biggest thought I have. It's not my Yisod, but it's the biggest thought in terms of the Yisod. Backtracking doesn't count. Okay? Because what do you need? Knisa. So the first time you come in, does say what? Knisa. When I now take this door out, that's not called Knisa into the hallway, that's called Yitzia from this room. And the chiyuv of the mezuzah is knisa, not yitzia, because the pasuk says beisecha derech biyoscha.
And just to clarify, a hallway is still considered a room, even though
a hallway is a room, yeah.
Even if
not the street, hallway is not the street.
No, but you could say there's lots of people going through there.
It's not the street.
That's why you need it. That's why, because the door is open after 4 o'clock, you need it. It was out there.
Coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
Because
it's not only exit, it's an entrance also.
Yeah.
So that's why we have a mezuzah going in. But if it only be going out, then what? Then you might not even need a mezuzah. Good? So now, tell me what the Prima Gadim is saying. If you have a sukkah adjacent to what? To your house. So then he says, normally sukkah is not chayav in mezuzah, but this sukkah would be. Why?
It's not an exit.
It's not an exit. But what's the mechayav?
Can't be the sukkah.
It can't be the sukkah.
Right.
So he's saying that. So it's the other room, right? So he's saying that sukkah, but the chayav mezuzah is only an entry. No, but what is he saying? I'm not. Sukkah is going. The door of your house is then going into the backyard where the sukkah is, and he's saying you put a mezuzah going into the sukkah. But that's more difficult because the sukkah is put in a mezuzah, and the only chiyuv of a mezuzah is knisa. From the house's perspective, this door is not knisa; it's only yitzia. Yes. Yes.
Okay,
so that's why I follow the Chesed Lavroham. And I tell people, see, some people think maybe that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying that if you have a small closet, then you put the mezuzah, it's not dalan al dalan, you put the mezuzah going out
into the room.
Into the room. So I'm very against that.
Why?
Why? Because that's backtracking. And backtracking doesn't count. No, because you're going into the closet. So either you're going to put a mezuzah on the right side going into the closet, or not. To say now, well, put a mezuzah on the right side coming out of the closet back into the room, that's backtracking.
Okay, so if you move up over to the creator, put a mezuzah on the right side going into the house, and if you go to the way you come back wrong, you don't put a mezuzah at all.
So the people who hold, so therefore what? So therefore, the Pashtus, I think, is not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So, but what is he saying over here? So what is he saying here? What is the Prima Gadim saying? You have to put a. He's saying the sukkah is normally putter, but here the sukkah is going to be chayav of the bais. So what is he saying? That if you have an exit, that room. It's kavua. See, why isn't the sukkah chayav? Because it's near sarai. But you're coming out of a diras keva into a diras sarai. The pasha says the mechayev is what? Is the room you're coming into. That's the mechayev. But if that room is potem min hamezuzah because it's a diras sarai, so then why should you put the mezuzah because of the house? From the perspective of the house, it's only what? It's an exit. So what's on the Prima Gadim? Do you have a question?
Yeah.
So why does he say that you put the mezuzah? He's saying sukkahs are potter in the mezuzah. Not only the makeshift sukkahs, even the sukkah of your house, unless the sukkah is coming, you go into the sukkah from your house, and then you have to put a mezuzah coming into the sukkah from the house, on the right side, going from the house to the sukkah. Even though the sukkah is not chayiv.
Does it make a difference if one...
Do you hear the microphone? That my difficulty with this.
Does it make a difference if the sukkah is, if the sukkah, let's say, has its own four walls on the deck, or are you talking about a case where the four, where the exterior wall of the house acts as one of the four walls or three walls of the sukkah?
Say, just to make it simple, you go from the door of your house. The sukkah is mamish. There's no airspace. You go from the, you step out of your house, you're already in the sukkah.
Right.
It's mamish. Like one of the walls of the sukkah is the wall of the house.
Right.
Coming out of the house.
Yeah.
Coming out of the house.
Right.
So l'chora, I would think that that's potter. Because the sukkah is potter. But he's saying no. He's saying that you have to put one up going into the sukkah. He says, Yemisha Yishlo Beis Chadar Mzeh Lefanim Zeh Meholach Mechedro L'Sukkah Pshita She Pesach HaSukkah Sarach Mezuzah Mishum Chedro. So why, I don't know, is that Pshita? So he must be saying what? Yeah. Right. Yeah, but let me ask you. Right. But his shita is that when the sukkah is a room of the house, it's still potter. So what's the machayev of the sukkah? What's machayev? The house or the
house?
The house is machayev, but only a knesa to the house.
Right.
But this is yitziyah.
No. No, because the only way to get in there is through the house. Meaning, if there is an exit to the sukkah, then it wouldn't be the.
So in other words, you're going from the house into the sukkah.
And the only way to get to that sukkah.
And the only way to get to the sukkah is via the house. So you say you have to put up a mezuzah on the right side going from the house to the sukkah.
Because it's considered like all through the house itself. Because that's the only way to get there.
And
even though the sukkah doesn't need a mezuzah, but the only way to get there is
so
from the house.
Doesn't
so the entrance
at all.
Of the
you're adding a roof
there.
Right.
Right.
But if
you say, I would have said,
he doesn't need a mezuzah
at
all. You
I would have said,
you know. Right,
no, because it's not just like a regular sukkah. I mean, it's not just like a, it's not like the only way to get this space.
I mean, clearly I'm saying
is
where they entered from.
From the house to the sukkah.
I mean, it was an exit, right? The sukkah changed the status of the exit.
Yeah, till now it was an exit.
The sukkah changed the status.
Now it's an entrance.
Yeah,
but it's an entrance to something that's not chayiv in mezuzah.
Right, but it's where you're entering from, not where you're entering to.
Now it's an
is that true? Yeah, so you could say... So you could say, one second, that an exit which is an entrance, an exit that's an entrance, is going to be chayiv midin, that it's an entrance, since that Surah Pesach is a kavua. But if you go into nothing, so the Kiddush is saying that's even though the sukkah is not chayiv, it's not chayiv because it's arai, but here the entrance is keva.
Right.
So even though the mechayiv is, I still find this to be difficult.
It's not, but that's actually what the Buddha does.
So he's saying, well,
it's not where you're entering from, not where you're entering to.
Right, but what if? So what if it's just an exit door?
Well,
what would the Buddha say if it's just an exit door into the street?
Then it's not an entrance. It's an exit.
That apart, sure.
Then it's not an entrance.
Except next time you go to, you ever go to Stern College? Anybody here?
No.
So if you ever go to Stern College, you'll see on the ground floor, and they have this rotation. So they have one mezuzah going into the building, and then the other. So you go around and you come out, and they have a mezuzah going out of the building. Also, next time you go to Tower 41 in Florida, you'll see the same thing. Those are the two places that I've seen that have this.
An exit is putter from a mezuzah. Yeah. So when you build the sukkah there, the status of the doorway changes from an exit to an entrance.
Even though the entrance is to a room.
The status of the door changes to an entrance. Once it changes to an entrance, then the dinam of an entrance applies. Seemingly, the Prima Gadda would say it's where it's coming from.
Yeah.
But you need the fact that it's an entrance in the first place in order for it to apply.
Right. Okay.
Seemingly.
Yes. Yeah. I still think it's difficult because the Maisa, what's the Mechayiv? The Mechayiv is you're entering a room that's Chayiv. Left side.
The right side going into the house.
Maybe you still need it because Lamaisa during the year you come in, so you'll leave it there. In other words, he's saying in essence, if during the year you're going in and now you're going out, because here you can't come in now because the sukkah blocks the whole thing. You can't get into your house. You can only go from your house to the sukkah and then backtrack. So I think the halacha is that the sukkah is patur. It's patur. Now you don't even need a mezuzah going into the house because you're not using it as a knesa.
There happens to be mezuzah because it is there.
Right. So after the sukkah, you'll be using it as an entrance. Now you can't use it as an entrance because the sukkah doesn't let you go from the street into the house because the sukkah is blocking off. You can't get through.
This is the sukkah on the back door or the front door?
Say the back door.
So in the front door, you can still go into the house door.
Right, and then from the house, you go into the sukkah.
Right, you can't go into the backyard.
Right, so he's saying that mezuzah is going to be chayiv because the it's coming from a room that's kept. Yeah.
One second.
A mezuzah coming. What do you want to know? What about from the house to the porch? So that's a big machlokus. Whether you need a mezuzah from the house to the porch, or from the porch to the house, or no mezuzah.
Why would he need a mezuzah to the porch? The porch is not.
Sure, it is. It's a dollar. If it's dollar on dollar, or even it's less, then it's. What's the room? Like you could sit.
There's no ceiling there.
Oh, so that is Rav Shach pointed out from the Rishonim, but there the derech is not to have a ceiling. Ceiling is only p'tur, as Rav Shach pointed out, according to Rishonim, is if the derech is to have it and you don't, then it's a problem. But if the derech is not to have it, then it's okay.
The porch is just like another.
That's how some learn. That's how the stifler writes some learn. Going out to the. I don't know what he happens to hold in that shower. Can't say for sure.
If someone enters a room to his house regularly, does he have to wait
30
days
before
he moves
out of
the room?
Well, does he own the house or he rents the house? Right away.
So the difference.
Right. The only difference is that this is this extra room that you're adding to the house is going to be taken down in 7 days. So it's a diras harai. So that lechora shouldn't count. So this idea that the prima gadim is counting that sukkah to mechayev to go on the sukkah to me is troublesome. You could say the svara that lemaisa, since the other room is keva, but the other room is not the mechayev. The mechayev is the room it's going into. So I don't know. It's bothersome. Unless he holds not that way. Unless he holds that that you could put up a mezuzah even on an exit. There are some who hold like that. Let's see, that's what he's holding.
That it's about where you're
reading
from.
Yeah, that even though it's Dav Kanisa, but if you're doing it Yitzia, so you do the Yitzia. The question is, would he say if there's mamash no dira or only at least the sukkah? But the sukkah doesn't count. The sukkah doesn't count for anything. The Gabi Hill says, unless you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita.
Assuming what the Prima Gadim is saying is that if the house opens up into the sukkah, you need a mezuzah on the right side. Yeah, then what his first statement, where you say you're pater if the sukkah is in the middle of your house, half of the doors would be chayev. Or all the doors would be chayev. No? Because it's still, it's a derech keva going into a derech arai. But why would it be any different in the second half?
So it should be pater. Because the chayev is...
And then the second one should be pater, or the first one should all be chayev.
Well.
He's saying that if your house opens up into the sukkah, even though it's keva opening up into arai,
right?
Nonetheless, you still
need a mezuzah going into the sukkah.
So on the retractable roof, you need a mezuzah for all of those as well, because it's a keva going into an arai.
Yeah, okay. In the Quran,
but the Prima Gadim says that it's proper. He doesn't say that.
Oh. No, so he's talking about... So you have to say the retractable roof he's talking about is when you don't use that as a... It's not a cheder, a chitzon versus pnim. It's only the sukkah. If you use part of the room, one room you make a sukkah into, but that's not a room that's used to go from A to B.
Okay. And okay.
Right. If it would, then it would undermine what he said before, you just pointed out. Well, but then look at the next thing he says. In Holach Mishukah Lechedro, let's say he has a sukkah in front of his house. So how did he get to the house through the sukkah? Finish a pesachu mecheder hasukkah. The Beishar means a passageway. A Beishar. So say the only way I can get into my house, I built a sukkah in front of my house. And the only way I can get into my house on sukkahs is if I enter the sukkah and I go through the sukkah and that. There's a door on one each side of the sukkah. I go through the sukkah into my house. So he's saying that sukkah would be chayev in mezuzah, even though it's a diras arai. But since it's a beis shar, it's an entry to the house, so it gets the status of chayev. It's the shar to the house. See, that I can understand a little bit better. Not too much better. The shar means that this is the way in. At least here he's saying it's going in the direction entering into the house. So therefore you need a mezuzah even on the sukkah, the first entrance. You go from the street into the sukkah, and from into the sukkah into the house. So on the first door...
The both doors are
left. Yeah. But what will be also the door of the house?
Even
the first door. Even though, because it's a bottle to the house, and the house is the Diras Keva. So this is a Beis Shai, even though it's a Sukkah. It's only a temporary Beis Shai. But the other thing is only a temporary. The Sukkah is also only temporary, and when it's on the outside, when it's on the backyard side.
Is this a room that's changed? Was this a Kavua room that he changed and converted to Sukkah, or was this an addition he made to a Sukkah that wasn't there?
No, a new Sukkah, because if it would be a Kavua room, he should. Well, either way, because he holds a Kavua room once you take the roof and put it down. It's perfect.
But if you're saying, by the way, that this is a bigger Kiddush, essentially, is that just work?
I don't know. Which is a bigger Kiddush?
Well, the first one is Mishum Lechad. So that way, I see it's part of the house already. So that's why that's where the Kiddush is coming from, from the house itself.
So both of them will be shown the house. One of them is an entry to the house, and one is an exit out of the house. And the fact that it's adjacent to the house is going to be Mechai the Sukkah.
But when it's already part of the house, so then the people who enter that room is through the house, so the house might be Mechai for that. Whereas in this case, if you build on a new thing, I would say that if a bigger Kiddush to come in that new thing, Sukkah, needs a mezuzah. And the big char, just put this on the entryway. This big char is a kunter big char. It's a sukkah. So it's
well, you could say the same thing that when the house is in the back, when the sukkah is in the back, it's also putter. Okay. But that's another kiddush that he says. Oh. So now, let's take a look at the following. Okay, take a look at page 19 in Shulchan Aruch. Change a little bit. What's the din of tzitzis? Simon Yud Ches. The Mechaber says, Laila Zman Tzitzisu. And Imi Mirisem Oso. Right, so Laila is lucky if tzitzis at night, but there's a famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam shita is whatever you wear at night is potter from tzitzis. In other words, so once the night comes, you don't have to put on tzitzis. There's no chiv whatsoever. So you can take your. That's the Rambam shita. And the Rosh says no. It's not a din about day and night alone, but it has to do with what type of beggar. If it's a daytime, whereas you wear, say, your regular clothing in the daytime, so even though you're wearing it into the night, that's chayiv, and your nighttime clothing, your pajamas, you're wearing it predominantly at night, but even though you wear it into the day, it'll be potter even in the day. And the clothing that you are normally, in other words, the Rambam says no, it just has to do with the clock. Once the clock strikes Shkia, it says whatever it is, all tzitzis off. Or no chiyuv anymore. And the Rosh says no, it has to do with what kind of, is the beged miyuchad liyom or is the beged miyuchad lalaila? If it's a beged miyuchad liyom, then you chayiv even balaila. And if it's a beged miyuchad balaila, you even potter bayom. So those are the famous. Usually, you don't find so often that the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rishonim by name. Because the Beis Yosef, he quotes all the Shitas with this Rishonim. In Shulchan Aruch, he tells you Yeshon this, Yeshon Re, or sometimes two opinions, sometimes one opinion. But he's not there to tell you names of the Shitas. Here is one of the rare cases where he tells you the names of the Shitas. He says, Laila Lavzman Tzitzisu. Page 19, the imit Mirisim also. Well, the Rambam called Mashalovish Malayla Potra Fil Hu Miyuchel Layom. Mashalovish Bayom Chayim Fil Miyuchel Layom. Well, the Rosh Ksus Ha Miyuchel Layom. It has to do with the begging. Potra Fil Lov Shom Bayom. Ksus Ha Miyuchel Layom. Ol Yom Malayla Chayim Fil Lov Shom Malayla. So there is a discussion in the poskim. Yeah, look at the Marshal here, page 17. He has a discussion. The line that begins, Gdola Mizu. You see where it says Gdola Mizu on page 17? Gdola Zu Mavurma Prima Godim, Simon Yudches, Chas Yud. What if you have a beged, a talus, a yichtel, ksus laila? You have clothing that's night clothing. So you put tzitzis on, right? And then, so really, it was putter, right? I mean, because it was for the night. And now you change your mind and say you want to use it for the day. Shuv yichtel ksus yom. And then you change your mind. You say you want to use it for the... So when you put it on, it was potter ben atzitzis, because it was a night garment. So you put on tzitzis, and then you said you want it to be a day garment. So now you have to untie the tzitzis and do it again. Any other question? Would that be tasev lo menasi? Because when you put it on, it was miyuchat, would be a night garment. And now you changed it to miyuchat to be a day garment. So what's it, would that be tasem milo menosui? So he says it's not tasem milo menosui. V'chanami gam isuk shem yachal achak dar hayno achakak v'keva shapir k'sherem zuzah shekava v'tchila. So what's the story? So he says it's not tassav l'menosi. Tal sheyichtu ksus laila, vasol tzitzus shuv yichtu ksus yom, beis v'shamta. V'chanam gam isuk sheyichtu achak d'haynu ach achak l'keva, shabik sheh ha-mezuzah shkova v'tchila, fil kova mezuzah besukis atzma. He's saying a fascinating idea that say I put a sukkah on my sukkahs. I didn't know the halakha, but I put it up. And then after sukkahs, I decide I want to use this sukkah as a permanent residence. I'll still keep a house, but I'll also use the sukkah as a permanent. I'm not taking it down, I want to use it. So b'shas ma'aseh, when I put up the sukkah, I put up the mezuzah, I put it up when I'm in the pot. And now, I'm going to have to take it down. The same thing by tzitzis. I put
emphasis on the beggar used at night, but then, and I tied on the system, so now I decide I want this beggar to be in my day clothes. Would that be possible over also? So he says that the Prima Gadol claims it's not possible over also. Because it's all in the mind. You're not fundamentally making any change. You're saying, you're deciding now, you can be allocated for some other time. So that's not enough of a difference to say that's possible at all. It's just a mindset. Okay, my mind, and now I'm going to start using it. I mean, of course, if your mindset, now you're going to start using it in the daytime. That's not possible at all. Anybody?
Rama proposes you wear it at night. If you wear it at night,
yeah, okay, with the rush. Okay, okay. Okay, one last thing we'll talk about, and then I think we'll move on from here. We discussed what if you put the mezuzah on when there was a door, and then you took the door off, and then you put it back on. Is that possible also? So he said that the deceiver says that since by the time that you put it up it was okay, then it doesn't undo the mitzvah. So he said the Ksav Sofer disagrees. He says that if you took the door off, then you're going to have to what? So as everyone agrees, not everyone, even that was the whole thing Jeff in the shop. Everyone agrees that, like the shock says, when you put it up, the door wasn't there, so that's a shy. That could be tassel law. So even that, Jesse disagrees and says it's not. Right, the Nezer Kodesh and the others. But the shock says, when you put it up, the door was on. And then you took the door off. Then what? It's not the shock meister. It was good. Even though later on something happened in the interim. So he wants to know. So he disagrees. The Ksav Sofer, page 22. He says, if you took it off, if you took the door off, then the chiv is present. Some say it's only been in the mezuzah, right? It's not in the whole. But he holds that once you take the door off, that's a fundamental door, and now it's going to be tassel and also it's proper. So now, if you want to put it back on, you're going to have to put the mezuzah back on. Now let me ask you a question. So what would be in the case of the sukkah's case, when the mezuzah was on and then you took the ceiling off, put the schach on, and after sukkahs, so according to the Matei Prime, it was always chayim, but if you assume not to like the Matei Prime as potter, would it be a shayla tassel lomid also? So the Ksav Sofer wants to say that no, maybe the door is more integral to the chiyuv, that's not the din of the Pesach. The fact that you need a thing, that's like a tanai, that's a second, more stadi thing. So he says, so what should you do? So what do you do? In other words, what do you do by the door? Do you take, if the door was taken off, do you have to take off the mezuzah? And what do you do by the ceiling? The same question. In other words, the mezuzah was put on when the door was there and when the ceiling was there. Then the door was taken off, do you have to take and put back on, do you have to take off the mezuzah? And the other question is, it was put on, the mezuzah was put on when the roof was there. And then the roof was taken off. You have to put it back. So he says a fascinating thing. He says, well, by a door, he refers to a machloik as, there's a machloik is Beis Yosef and the Ramah. When you take off your talus, and you have in mind to put it back on, do you make another bracha?
No.
No. you don't, right? Because you're putting it right back on. If you put it, but the Mechaber disagrees with that. You know that? The Mechaber sheet is if you take it sits this off. What? Say you take it off. You want to just you go to the bathroom for a second. Come back. So Ashkenazim, no. Filling is a different story. But if our body points out, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that the Beis Yosef holds, the Mechaber holds, that whenever you take off your tzitzis, even for a short amount of time, you have to make another bracha. The Peladik is question. Because the Mechaber himself says, say, during Sukkot, when you come in and out of the house, this is a Mogad Avraham's kasha, when you come in and out of the house to serve the food, so everyone agrees you don't make another bracha. So why not? If you hold like the Ramah, that you need a big hefsek, so you don't have a big hefsek. But you hold by the Mechaber, by tzitzis, you hold even if you take it off for a short time, you have to put it back in. So then Sukkah should be the same thing. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. So we have to give an answer to this kasha sometimes. So basically, he says like this. When it comes to the roof, so he says, so what you should do is, you should take the mezuzah off and put it back on again. And take it and leave it off for some time, so then even the Ramah would agree that you have to make another bracha. Then you won't have any shayla. But if you take the door off, so what are you going to do? So now you're telling me this is Shalom Chassid Lomel also, but now they have to make a bracha. So when you take off the tikra, you'll just weigh extra, so you have to make a bracha. Even the Ramah says that's a little bit of hesek. The Mechaber says even for 2 seconds, you take off your tzitzis, you got to put it back on, you got to make a bracha. It's a pella. And the Ramah says no, only if it's a big house. So he says when they take off the roof, and now you're going to put the mezuzah back on again, so leave the mezuzah off for a longer amount of time, and then they'll put the roof back on, and then you'll make a bracha. But by Adalas, he says you can't do it, because most Rishonim hold that the door is still chayev.
You don't hold
right. Half the Rishonim don't, most of the Rishonim don't know like the Rambam, so how can you leave it off? You see, by the Tikra, you can leave it off for an extended time to make sure you'll be halachim to make another bracha, even according to the Mechaber. Even according to Ramah. Because Ramah requires a long amount of time. But by Adelis, say you put up the mezuzah, the delos was there. Then he took the delos off. So he holds that you have to now shake it down again. You always have to take down the mezuzah again. So can you make another bracha? So according to the Maccabi, yeah, according to the way you can. So according to the... And then you don't have a chance now of saying, I want to be able to the Ramah also, and keep it getting longer. Because you're allowed to take it down for a second, so you shouldn't be passed the golden altar and put it back up. You can't keep it down longer than a second. See, when they take off the rooftop, you can keep it down longer, because everyone agrees that there's no roof, there's no heat. But by Dallas, it's only sheet that's around them. According to the other sheet, it's high, so we're right to take it down in the first place, only put past the golden altar, which I put it back as soon as you can. So you're not going to, according to the Ramah, you're not going to be able to make a bracha. Okay, so you won't be able to to be able to say the sheikh of the Rambam. According to the Chabi, you could. But when it comes to the Tikra, you can keep it down longer than the Mezuzah to be able to say Kol Adeyes, because Kolzman there's no Tikra, there's no Chiyav, Kuli Alma. But by Adelis, there's only no Chiyav according to the Sheikh of the Rambam. So that was fascinating. But the Sivas disagrees with this and says that as long as Bashas Maisa, when you put up the Mezuzah originally, the Dallas was there, even if the Dallas comes down. So those are the different Sheikhs, yeah. That's fascinating. Okay, so all the permutations of Pasav Elomana Osoy when it comes to Mezuzah is number one, what if, you know, we have the Talidasha Bereisha cases, we have the wall, we have the Talidasha Bereisha case, we have the wall case, the door case, and then the ceiling case. And all the different permutations. And then is there a difference between if Bashas Maisa, it was Heksher, and then it was taken down later, does that make it? So the Sefer says, no, Bashas Maisa, it was Kosher, then it's good. That's like putting up the Shlach. And the same say, no, the Shulim of the Shlach is different. That's a Dorim Rachutz. If you take away the door, that's a problem. So that's a whole discussion. Okay. Tomorrow I'll give out the next packet. It has to do back with the Gemara of Itzdaba and Shachamal Mechof. And then we'll do so. Okay. So we'll probably have one or two more, and then we'll start Hazara, and we'll go on to other interesting topics. But you have to remember the three sheet is what Tali Daisha Bereisha means, and we have to do Hazara on that. But as a Kiddush, I think the Prima Gadim's. So it was the Prima Gadim is arguing with him, you know, is a Chayav Mezuzah. So you could say. The fact that he's Mechayim Mezuzah, he's part of Mezuzah, I can hear that. But this other distinction that he makes between going and coming is not so partial to me. You know, because the bottom line is, it's still alright. So that you have to think about.